As you notice now, we've left the wisdom tradition of the Old Testament to start with Paul's letters. And we left off finishing 1 Corinthians, so we start 2 Corinthians. The word that's translated here, encourage, 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 wherever it is about 6 or 8 times. The word is paraklesis. We get paraclete from it. He's the God of compassion and paraklesios, you know, encouragement, help. Then we're able to encourage others. For as Christ's sufferings overflow to us, so through Christ does our encouragement, our paraklesis, also overflow. And then he alludes to his own apostolic role of suffering, which is an apostolic grace, right? How many people do, you know, especially recently, you know, again, Margaret Mary Alacoque, recently, that's 16th century, but you know what I mean? It's the church has been going for a while. Therese offered her whole life to the merciful love of God. Huh? She said, God's mercy is so pent up in him. I'm going to just say, do with me what you have to pour that out. It's exactly the same as Faustina, right? And so that's why he says here, you see, that he's the Father of compassion and the God of all paraklesis, you see, who encourages us. And they go on now, you see, to use this word encourage, but I think it would have been better to use a word as the older translations used to, who comforts us in every affliction. It means the same thing, but it, you know. See, for as Christ's sufferings overflow to us, you see, he understands that the heart of every apostolic ministry is to suffer for others, just as it was for Jesus. If you preach, 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 and don't take on yourself dying to sin and living to God, it gets pretty hollow after a while. And so, our hope for you is firm. For we know that as you share in the sufferings, you also share in the paraklesis, the covenant, the comfort, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then we're in Matthew now, starting with chapter 5. You just heard them, the Beatitudes. The word in Hebrew for blessed that's used in all is asherei, and it means, you know, blessed. Object of God's favor, but also enjoying his favor. And then we have this list, which is the great reversal. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Poor in spirit mean those who are not puffed up, you see. To be poor in spirit means to be poor right down to the core of yourself, knowing how much we depend on God for everything, and therefore don't have any tickets on ourselves, as the Irish say. You know, it's we're poor in spirit. And those who mourn, what do they mourn over? Pick up the newspaper. Watch the TV. Don't really, but I mean, you know what I mean. It makes people mourn to see the triumph of darkness and evil. You see, this gift of mourning is the root of all intercession. You see, it isn't, I'm sorry for that poor old world out there. No, no. Lord, have mercy on us, all of us. We're all falling so far short of your love for us. And some are actually actively opposed to you, and they're going to meet you one day. So I pray for them. I mourn, you see. you will be comforted. See? The meek. I can't go through all these now because we got things to do, but they inherit the land. Then it's the land is the land, which is Israel. That is, it's a symbol for heaven. When if we're trying to be meek, which is not the same as without courage, then the Lord will say, come, take possession of your land. Come up with me in heaven. I wish we could go through them all, but we can't. But, you see, Matthew has this one. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. I really sympathize with you. That's not what he says. He says, rejoice and be glad. You're on the right track. And your reward will be great in heaven. That's a solemn promise from the Son of God.